got a few pears on it, and so me and Woodman, I can pull the pears off of the tree, and I can't. Yes, it did. They throw, get up the tree and throw them down, and where he did not, Adam, they're just like holes. I had a few peaches there on the trees, and they come there and get them peaches. Peaches and watermelon. Peaches and watermelon. Now the peaches gone, the watermelon's gone, and the pears. But
you know, you can't do nothing about it. But it sure is aggravating to try to have your stuff and things brick in and tear it up.
Miss Carrot's daughter. Miss Carrot's daughter, Rose.
Well, she's doing nicely now.
That's good.
You know the head took off both legs, didn't you? Took one off in Gainesville, one in Georgia.
Yeah.
But she seemed to be doing all right.
That's good. I hope she's better than my sister. My sister's cut off just like hers. But to cut both of hers off the same time.
But, you know, I think that's the best.
And, she died here this February gone, the bird of him, February.
She died.
She lived about 3 years after they cut them
off. Well, now, where did she live?
She lived in Hawthorne, but she come from New York. Moved from New York back to Hawthorne. Yeah, when I had the first operation, went to New York, that's who I was with her. Her husband died up there, and she brought his body back there to Hawthorne and buried him. And she went on back and stayed until she come back to stay. She said she came home to die. She said she just kept resting on her mind. But she had it. She had shook, huh? And she knows she had it, and she wouldn't do nothing for it. Eat everything that would come home, and she liked to drink. And that later,
she just done what she wanted to do with it.
And them feet got so bad. Oh, my precious.
It looked like it mostly starts breaking out in your feet.
That's where it started. Everybody I know, that's where it started.
Started in your feet. I know that's what animals had. Feet trouble. Starting her big toe. Well, when she come up here from Palm Beach, she had this sore toe. So that toe just went on, went on. Take the leg off. But it seems to me like if you know you got sugar and the doctor tell you what's against it, y'all let that alone.
That's what I said. But she didn't, my sister didn't take nothing. She didn't even take nothing for it. And I got another sister there in Hawthorne. She got it. And she wasn't doing nothing until this one, they buried this one in February. And now she noticing what she eat. And she taking Anacin.
Yeah. Well, I should give you some more Gatorade. This though. I was telling Miss Annie that you two had green thumbs.
No, thank you. I wouldn't care for any more. This was plain.
Anything you put in the ground grows.
Miss Annie used to have the prettiest flowers.
Oh, haven't you seen the one she's got now?
No.
Oh,
see, I can't walk up there now.
I'll take you down to see Miss Annie's site.
Your zinnias are so beautiful.
Well, that's her company.
The flowers. I don't stay there much now. Time that truck leave, I'm in it, honey. Ever since Miss Pearl, you know it's Miss Pearl up here on the highway that said to strangle her, killed her.
Who?
Up there, up there.
Yes, mm-hmm. I remember.
Well, ever since then, when that truck roll out, I'm in it.
You in the house?
No, I'm in the truck.
Oh!
I don't stay there by myself now.
Well, I don't blame you. Mm-mm. I don't blame you.
But she doesn't have any big light like Miss Bessie does.
Well, I don't think the big light means much. They kill her in the daytime.
Mm-hmm. You have to kill Miss Pearl in the broad old daytime.
Mm-hmm. And she was right beside the road.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you hear about Susan? Susan
Lowell?
I asked
you when, what they going to bury her.
They'll bury her tomorrow at 2:30.
So Betty come.
Hmm.
Is Betty come?
Yes, Betty is here.
Oh, grandpa. But was she living in Germany?
Mm-mm. Betty's in Washington with a baby.
With a baby?
No, after her and her husband separated, father come and got her.
Uh-huh.
She married, Betty's father is one of them sites.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought, well, I did hear one time after her and her husband separated,
mm-hmm.
she took her children,
mm-hmm.
went to Washington,
mm-hmm.
and there she was. So I heard yesterday that Susan's boy, her son, what was he named?
Benjamin. Mm-hmm.
She said she seen him day before yesterday and
mm-hmm.
said she asked him, who was at the house? And said, he said, nobody but me. Yet, he said, I'm looking for Betty today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Said she's gonna come by plane. I said, oh. She said, she's inside. I said, where is she at? Says she's in Germany.
Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Says she's flying from Germany. Now, I'll tell you who told me that.
Mm-hmm.
One of Rosa Bailey's girls
mm-hmm.
told me that. So I don't know.
See the birds out there, Miss Annie?
Yes, I was looking at them.
That's some new cardinals, little baby cardinals.
Yeah.
Now they've gone, but that was a red-bellied. They eating that suet. Now there's another one. Now watch him. And they'll eat that suet and sing at the same time.
Yeah.
Miss Daisy says she can't have any bird feeders because the children drive all the birds away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a place for the birds to come?
Mm, that big camphor tree is full sometimes.
Mm.
They eat the berries off the camphor tree.
Oh.
Well, I was over to make an over Thursday to serve it a Elizabeth didn't come. Her husband is very low, see. Oliver?
Yes, this girl told me that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, was she kin to Susie?
Sisters.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. And Susan, she got another sister named, what the heck is her name? She lives in Miami too.
Mm-hmm.
Serene.
Mm-hmm.
They said she was here Thursday.
Yes.
But says her sister Elizabeth couldn't come, her husband.
kind of a hook.
I think she came to see Susan first of the year. She said she had to get someone to stay there with the husband until she come up to see Susan and go back.
And say, Susan was right by herself.
Yes, after Betty left Susan. The boy came up here the first of the year, but said the boy said he couldn't stay up here. Elizabeth, she came. And after Elizabeth went back, Sarah and she came in this day to see up here a few days. They said they thought there was something wrong with Susie because she missed church. Didn't come to church last Sunday. And so after service, some of them come up there to see what's the trouble. And the house was all locked up. And they said some of them claimed they glimpsed the light burning on the inside. And they got the law to go in there. He went in, got the door down and went in. And he said, here she is, laying across the bed with just a little shirt on, but a nightgown was laying in the chair. She hadn't put a nightgown on. And they said, where she laying across the bed, her house shoes, one had come off and fell down side the bed on the floor, but she had the other one on.
Oh, yeah. So they didn't find it till Sunday?
Not until Sunday. They said some of them said they seen her Saturday evening out in the yard.
Well, I heard somebody said they seen her Friday.
Yes, I know Miss Woodard said her boy said he talked with her Friday.
Walking around.
Mm-hmm.
But said she hadn't been seen since. They didn't see all they said.
They was told me in making up the stories that some of them say, somebody around there said they seen a late Saturday evening.
So they start looking for after she missed church.
Mm-hmm. That's what they did.
Because they know she's supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what time they found her Sunday.
After morning service, they didn't go on. After she didn't come to morning service, they had morning service over there at her church. And when church was out, some of them went up there to see about her.
And the house was all locked.
I told Miss Annie about you a wild mulberry tree. She said she didn't have a wild one.
She ain't got nothing to eat up her plate.
Does the wild mulberry tree have spread more than just an ordinary one? You think?
I don't know. I never had a mulberry tree.
Does yours spread? Your tame one spread?
Yes, ma'am. It's a large tree.
Does it have roots and sprouts out all over everything?
No, ma'am.
Oh. So it's just the wild ones that spread out.
Well, it's wild. I guess that's a good name for it. Because it goes wild.
Yeah.
I've got one. It roots all under the house and all.
You set that since you've been there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, and there wasn't nothing there when I come there to stand. Nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. Besides weeds. Weeds.
Yes, plenty of them. Mm-hmm. But see, them roots runs all around and then sprouts will come out on them.
Yeah.
And grow.
Yeah.
but I keep them cut down. Then I dig up some of the roots, you see, cut them off as best I can.
That keeps it
from hiding. I don't mind gonna let it hide.
It's such a pretty tree.
It is a pretty tree.
And it doesn't lose its leaves in the wintertime.
Yeah. Yeah, it loses some of them.
Some of them.
But you can't hardly tell it. Now, last one, it lost them all. It didn't have no leaves.
Why was that?
You know, that coal, I think, had something to do with it.
Miss Annie tells me that her parents were born in Florida.
So this is her home.
Yes, not like you up in Georgia.
No. But I've been here so long. She is like home to me.
Where's your other two sisters, Lucinda, Amy Lucrecia? Three is Ira.
Well, it ain't but just two of us now. Just me and Lucy.
What, living?
Living. That's all.
What, your sister lived up in Lake City? Is she dead?
Yes, she buried her last year.
Yeah.
And buried my other sister, Creasy. Must have been about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, down to Plant City?
Down to Plant City.
Well?
Plant City. That's where they are. My mother died there too.
Yeah, I know when your mother died, but I didn't know your other sisters was dead.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody living but me, Lucy.
Mm-hmm. Where does your sister live, Miss Daisy?
Which
Lucy.
One? Plant City.
Oh, Plant City. Mm-hmm.
You see her and her son and his family and his children and their family. I think her son got 5 married.
Who, Robert? 5 children now?
I think he got 5 married.
I haven't seen Robert since then.
And they was up here last summer, I think it was. I asked Annie. I said, well,
Annie?
I said, how many children you involved? Just got 5. I said, how many grandchildren you got? Just got 10 grandchildren. Oh, your family's growing. So they just have one girl home now. She going to school, the baby. Just her and him and the baby.
Yeah. Miss Annie tells me when her daughter comes to visit, she works all the time.
Who's it?
Her daughter comes from Jacksonville. She works all the time.
Yes, Ellery's she come in today. She might rest up tomorrow, but Ellery be doing something from time she get there till she leave. I can't get her to sit down. I said, Ellery, why don't you sit down and rest? But as soon as I get through with this, Mama, I'll sit down. I'll look Ellery over yonder doing something else.
Well, you see, that's just like her mom.
Oh, it is.
Used to be. That's just like her mom.
She's like you. She never stopped.
Doing something all the time.
She tells me she could go out there and hitch up those horses as good as anybody.
Yeah, I used to. When we had some, I can hitch up, but this one we got now, I can't do nothing with her.
And you don't bother with
no,
it.
No, ma'am, I don't. As I told Mrs. Myers, nothing but pour water in the trough when the trough empty. Carry water out there and pour it in the trough, and then I pour it over the fence. Too. I don't go in there.
She laughed. Miss Annie laughed. Guy tried to go catch Emma in the pen, didn't he, one time?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do it.
Do y'all raise hogs? And
no, ma'am. After we kind of moved over this side, you know, we would have had a few out there in the woods, and get in the road and go right straight to Edgerton.
Yeah.
And we had to get rid of them hogs, and he had no more sense.
Go to Evanston.
And get right in the road and walk to Edgerton, down there in them people's fields.
Hogs are hard to keep in a pen?
Hogs? They're not hogs. You got a good pen to put them in, but he thought he could let them stay up in the woods and we wouldn't have to buy feed from
them.
They make the living out there in the woods. But them hogs showed with us something. You remember my cow?
Mm-hmm.
The cow would stay down there in that little house. Well, Mr. the fish man.
What fish man?
You know that man used to sell run bait? What them people he dead now? Buck Steve or something.
Oh, yeah.
And old man Cal was staying down there in that house before he let them have it. And he come up to my house there in a little truck there one morning. I thought something had happened to some of my people. You tell Coleman to come get them hogs out of my field. Well, it wasn't home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, come right on, get them out. So, Mr. Cal, well, it ain't home. You come get them out. I said, no, I ain't going either. I said, Coleman will have to get his hogs out. So he went on back, and Coleman come. I told him. So he went, the hog sure enough was down there in the man's field. Would have got up, went and got him and took corn and told him back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in the pen, and them hogs ain't been out no more until he would have butchered them and brought them on. Now, over where he stayed, move from, we could keep hogs, but now you can't keep none over there.
I don't think you can keep any over there now.
Mm-hmm. And none run out. What was few, would have had some we left over there. Somebody taking them. I hear Miss Gert and Miss Townsend say somebody taking all of theirs. And old man Pussler had a lot of hogs he left out there. And they're taking him. I think Cliff did come in, went over there and got two or three or something.
And you sold your cows?
No, we got two or three cows. They're down there at the Edgerton. We got one at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the other's down there at the Edgerton field.
Mm-hmm.
You got is the one you got at the house, is she a milk cow?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Well, what is milk for once a day?
Comes Molly and the baby. I'll go out here and just see what they're up to.
Pretty box flowers up there.
Well, they ain't so many, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got them. They don't show up, but you know, they're so dry.
Yes,
my flowers look like old.
Mm-hmm.
died.
Yeah.
And don't seem like they ever got over it.
Well, cold killed all mine.
It killed a heap of mine.
Mm-hmm.
The cold and the drought.
Yeah.
And then when it wasn't cold, it was so dry and hot,
but
they couldn't do nothing. So, anyway, thankful for what I have.
Mm-hmm.
Could have not had me.
It's the truth. Does Elizabeth stay with you?
Elizabeth?
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
No.
Them all by myself, Miss
Anne.
Yeah. You know, Elizabeth went back to her husband.
Oh, did she?
Oh, long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went back to him.
Oh, well.
And they's in the house.
Oh, up down.
Up down a creek.
Hmm, that's nice.
All the children. Of course, the children take a notion. They want to come down here and stay two or 3 days. She bring them. Let them stay long as they want.
I sent her down there to the store here the other Saturday. I didn't know whether she was with you or up yonder.
No, she's up yonder in her house. Well, I think they ought to stay together. They promised to do it, Miss Anne. They didn't promise to separate because they had a falling out.
That's right.
They promised to stay together till death. Well, when you leave, you broke your vow. You know, some folks wants to give all and take none.
That's right.
Well, that brings about a confusion. But if you take time and trust God, you'll settle it. It'll all go away after a while. Well, just like I said, she must have had a stay there when she was there. Because she went back to the same thing she left.
That's it.
He was a drunkard. And he was nasty. He was fussy. When she left before.
That's right.
She got tired of him. Well, he ain't never stopped drinking. And I don't think he gonna stop.
That's right.
Till he drink himself to death. You see, he have a bad stomach. Sometimes he gets down and they think he's going to die, but he'll scuffle around there till he run death off. I think if he got a...
Well, the thing, and then mind better is for better or for worse.
What's that?
When you're married, right?
That's right. But you don't
We don't have it easy all the time.
No, sir. I said the sun don't shine in nobody's house
Day. No, it don't.
I said it clouds up there.
I
said sometimes rain.
Is it true?
I said, well, you promised to stick
through
the thick and the thin.
That's right.
Until death. I said, you can stay if you try. Oh, yes, you can stay. You see, Miss Annie, I ain't had so much drunk trouble, but I had other trouble.
That means. Anybody in days in this world that had it has been me. But I'm still right there.
Stay there. And when I was raising my children, I had it rough. But the thing to do, don't make so much fuss about it.
That's right.
Just talk to God. A man can do all things. And when he do it, he speaks.
That's right.
It's none. Nobody can do nothing.
It's same as
I know Ben, he used to cut the food, go on, and he'd come home. talking foolish. Sometimes I said, well, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Told me one time, well, if you don't like the way I do, you can just get out.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't have to. I said, if you don't like the way I do, I said, you get out.
Mm-hmm.
I said, me and my children are going to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you go, you ain't got a thing to care. I said, but I've got three children to look at, and I'm going to let me and them's going to stay here until you kill me, and I don't believe that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, right there, right on. All right. I still can work enough to feed myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he go off and work. He make his money. Well, when he come home, he's not sitting for nothing, Miss Ann.
Mm-hmm.
He don't hold. He don't bring in the water. He don't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit down on that porch and make like he reading. But he ain't reading. He ain't. He just sitting there making like he reading. But I just let him.
Mm-hmm.
And do what he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
But I often think about this. After all your running around, couldn't it fool being a big shot, spoke all that mess
mm-hmm.
you thought? I said, I be talking to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I said, nah, where's them women?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I said, where is this? You can't find but one,
mm-hmm.
and that's your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got it all to go through this thing. But, I think it should all be over
mm-hmm.
after a while.
Yeah.
Nothing stays.
Mm-hmm.
Everything passes by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like someone was talking about this change in the commodity scale thing. They say they give you a stamp, then you go to a certain store
mm-hmm.
and buy what
mm-hmm.
you want. Well, I was talking to somebody else about it, and they say the stamp costs $18. You just But, I think you say you pay $18 for the stamp, and the stamp gets you $20 worth of groceries,
mm-hmm.
food,
mm-hmm.
and things like that to eat. No cigarettes, no snuff,
mm-hmm.
no tobacco.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah. I said, time brings about a change. I said, now you just walk up there and get it. They give you a ticket and you go get it. That's what they tell me, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't been up there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I ain't bothered, really. I'll tell you why. There's nobody but me there half the time.
That's right.
Well, I didn't need it.
That's right.
I ain't got no chicken. I ain't got no hog, I ain't got nothing to eat and I didn't need it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody say, well, other folks getting it, and you could get it too.
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes. I said, but I'd rather stay up there on the corner and let somebody go there and get
mm-hmm.
it. Mm-hmm. So, somebody asked me about the stamp. I said, I don't know. I said, I ain't been up there at all. Yeah, Miss Annie, you see, we and them too, I'm talking about both black and white,
mm-hmm.
they ruin anything in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You give him a chance and he'll ruin anything.
That's right.
So, I said this. I said, well, time brings about a change. I said, so now you get your stamp. If your stamp costs you $18, And then you take it to a store. They got a store somewhere, they say. You can't use that stamp in any store.
Mm-hmm.
I say, when you pay them $18, you done bought it.
Mm-hmm.
If you pay $18 for that stamp, you done bought your groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of them don't like it. But you ain't got nothing to do but let it alone.
That's right.
Now, Miss Bessie Jackson, the woman lived right there behind me,
mm-hmm.
she told me she wasn't going to fool with it
mm-hmm.
this month at all.
Mm-hmm.
But she would go next month.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, I got to pay $18 for the stamp.
Mm-hmm.
I can take $18 and buy my groceries.
Yeah.
I said, well, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, when the first started getting it, they didn't have to buy stuff.
No. You went up yonder that commodity place.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and got it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they got a place from there to say where you go to get your stamp.
Mm-hmm. I was there. I went there first. Huh?
So you did?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So,
just to see how it worked.
Uh-huh.
Just went to hear the people talking about it, reading the paper, just went myself, meanwhile, to see how it worked.
Uh-huh.
Just one woman was in there. They wouldn't give her, wouldn't let her have none. Woman asked her was she working. Had a job. It was this, it was so many up there to that commodity place.
Mm-hmm.
Coming there, getting that right young people and wasn't paying, you know, just getting it, giving it to them.
Uh-huh.
But now they got it fixed so that them people, they'll be cut out.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nothing getting it but them what the welfare people send there and you buy them stamps.
Yes. Well, do you know that's good?
That's the way now. This boy down here, CS, before he left here, they say he was getting it going
that's
up there.
That's what they tell me.
That's what he was getting. But if CS come back here, CS can't get that unless CS pay that much. He got a good crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd have to pay around more than $18
for the stamp.
For the stamp. For the stamp.
Yeah, Miss Bess, I think it's good. Some of us ain't got sense enough to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. So somebody got to stop.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel that. Now a young man like Sears,
mm-hmm.
he never had no business with his first.
That's it. That's what I say. Sears can work.
He can work.
Did you see him in the shed this last time the other week?
No, I ain't seen him.
He was here the other week.
He was.
Mm-hmm. He talked with him.
And he told you that big lie about his wife was
don't
pregnant.
Don't say nothing. He
pregnant.
Said
the girl come over here one day
mm-hmm.
after I was upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked, I said, Mildred, I said, you pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And said, I hope I never will be no more.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I heard somebody say, Sears said you was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She said he did. He told a story.
Sears did say so to my house.
And wanted some potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's pregnant, she wanted potatoes.
Mm-hmm. But she ain't pregnant yet. Mm-hmm. She wasn't the last time I seen her.
That's that Gatorade, what they had up that big to-do about in, at the university. A man worked at the university. He the one manufactured this.
He is?
Mm-hmm. And he wanted something out of it because he invented it to be manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
And I think regents at the university didn't want to give him nothing, but I read it the other day. He was talking about leaving the university.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen the other day you say he'll stay on out there at the university. But yeah, he the one made this Gatorade. He says good for kidneys, for your kidneys. Oh yeah, would have said Fred Woods kept it down there, but this is the first I seen, you know, to say it's good for a person kidneys.
I've seen him talking about it, but I ain't seen none until I see it over here.
I ain't never seen none either. Where's she going?
I don't know. Might be out there looking at them horses.
I had to go see him because as I told Miss Annie, the we had that little one in the front pasture, that little foal that belonged to this other person. We put him over there, and he ran into the fence and got hurt. So I have to watch this baby now because they get to running and they don't see that barbed wire fence.
That's right.
So I had to go out there and see about him. But he was all right. He's just running around and playing. I guess Coleman and Ben are putting up the hay.
Did Ben go with her?
Yes.
He did?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, I was so glad. I was so glad when I come out and missed him. And I asked Miss Miles, I said, did he go with Woody? She said, yes, he went. I'm glad.
Yes, we've been wanting him to do something, haven't we, to make him feel better.
Yes. You know, you can just sit down and just think you're sick.
Yes.
Lots of times it's lazy. If you get up and go do something, you feel he's
better.
Feel
better, lots of times better.
Just like I tell Dora, she just stay home all the time. She don't go nowhere but up to Minnie's and over to Florida Maid. She never feel like going to church.
She don't go to church?
No. Dora ain't been to church, Miss Anna, I don't know when.
Well,
she don't feel like every Saturday night she gets bad or sick. Something hurts.
That's right.
Yeah. Something's hurting. So bad she can't go. I tell her, I go to work. I work every morning. I come by there. So, well, how you doing today, though? Well, I feel a little bit better than I did yesterday. I was aiming to go to church Sunday, but I was so sick, David, Saturday night, I just wasn't able to go.
Well,
I said, it's a funny thing. You just wait till Saturday night to get too sick to go to church Sunday. I said, if I was you sometime, I would just brace up and go on and see wouldn't I get better at the church.
That's right.
Do what you want to do.
That's right. I don't feel good all the time.
No,
busy.
I don't either.
But I don't let it just lay me down. Now, you take me smile. You all ever see me just sitting down. Doing nothing from sitting down and patching or sewing on something or something. If I am out there in my yard doing something.
I don't think I ever saw her just sit down.
No.
I sat there, I get stiff to talk about arthritis. I said, well, the doctor said ain't no cure for it. I said, you hurt sitting down, you hurt laying down,
you
hurt
standing up.
That's
true.
I said, so what difference do it make? Be doing something while you're hurting it. You forget it a little bit, but if you're just going to sit there and rub it, just sit there.
It just gets worse and worse.
It would, because you're getting stiff.
Uh-huh. That's right.
So her daughter said, now, with her Clyde.
Oh, she's having?
Yeah, she's here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lord, she's sick.
Is that Dora's daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
She lives in Miami.
Oh. Donna was to Father May's tell me about she had got so small.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she fell off a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been in the hospital 2-3 times this year.
Yeah.
So, Minnie went down there, that's about 2 weeks ago. She was sick. She's in the hospital.
Yeah.
So, Minnie come home. I think Minnie must have been home about a week. So she called Minnie last Sunday morning, I believe, told her to come get her. She wanted to come home. And so Minnie didn't get off till that Monday, last Monday. So she went and got her. They come back Tuesday. Dora kept Minnie's children.
That's right.
So Minnie went and come back. Minnie got seven children.
That's what they tell, man.
She got a little old, I think you said a baby, about 2 weeks old.
Oh, she got another young one, baby. She got another little baby over
another
there.
Another little baby. I think it said 2 weeks old.
Oh.
Seemed to me like somebody said. She said when she got that baby, it was just 2 days old. So, I stopped by there last Tuesday. They had just come. So I asked Clyde, I said, how long you gonna stay? They made like she's coming home to stay because she had nobody to care for her. And she, this, that, and whole lots of stuff wasn't so. So I asked her, I said, how long you gonna stay? She says, I reckon I might stay 2 weeks.
That's right.
She said, the woman, she gave me 2 weeks off. And I might stay 2 weeks. I said, who? The lady you work for? She said, yes. So her brother spoke and said, oh, you don't have to go back that quick. And you don't have to hurry back, stay long in that. She said, yes. Said, but Jimmy ain't got nobody to cook for. So I want to go back where I can cook for Jimmy. He said, if you don't cook, he'll eat. She didn't say nothing. But see, she didn't like it. And they talk so slack about it like that.
That's right.
She didn't say nothing. Did you see Clyde? She ain't no baby.
No, she not.
Another thing about Clyde, she in her young days, years ago, she didn't take as good a care of herself as she could have done.
That's right.
Well, you see, when you get getting old, Miss Annie, all this comes
back
to you. It comes right on you.
Yes, it does.
You think sometimes, or you said the devil will make you say somebody done something to you. They did. You done it.
That's right. That's right.
You done it. So part of that's Clyde's trouble. Then she's been getting sick. And they said, well, they want to lay it on her husband fighting. Make like Jimmy beats her all the time. Well, he said he had beat her when Minnie went down here. And she was all bruised up. I looked as far on her natural flesh,
mm-hmm.
tools as I could see.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Anna, I didn't see the bruise or break
mm-hmm.
on Clyde nowhere. And she didn't say nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
He had been fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know. Ever since they've been together, they've been fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Fight when they get ready. And if they don't know why they bother them, they'll settle it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be all right. So I asked some, I said, well, why? Why is it Jimmy just now started fighting her like that? I said, they used to fight. She
mm-hmm.
cut him when she get ready. He cut her. He
mm-hmm.
knock her down. He beat her. When they get through, it's all over.
Yeah.
So some of the children were telling Doris of Greg Rigg about how he was doing. Doris said, well, Jimmy can't do much more. Clyde ain't doing him.
Mm-hmm.
They're about the same age and about, both got about the same strength. So I don't care for all that stuff.
Well, I thought they'd be back by now. I guess there's a whole big load of hay, Miss Annie.
Yeah,
oh, that's really a, that was a lot. Looked good too. It's got a good bit of straw in it, but it still it'll do. When have you seen Miss Annie last? You haven't seen her in some time, have you?
It's been a long time. I think I see her once last year.
Mm-hmm. You came over to the house with Buddy one night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, he told me, anytime you get ready to go up there, I'll tell you, but you can't catch him.
Mm-hmm.
No more. You see him, he's going.
That's where Kara walk on.
Hmm?
Kara Walker said about her grandchildren, she can't walk.
That's
and
right.
I don't look for her to try to walk up to my house.
That's
but she
right.
said the children keep telling us, well, they'll take her up there, and they ain't got there yet,
that's right. And yeah, about everybody's children is just like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're so busy, Miss Annie, and what is they doing?
Yeah, that's right. What is they doing?
So somebody told me in making over last Saturday that child Edna's Queen Esther worked there in making over to some, I don't know where it's the washer or that other place up there where they keep the restaurant, but says she's working there in making over.
Well, look, that's Carrie's granddaughter.
Mm-hmm. That's Edna's daughter.
Mm-hmm. I heard Miss Bessie said one of Carrie's granddaughter worked down Micanopy
mm-hmm.
somewhere, but it looked like to me, the way she spoke it, it's a kind of a stove or something.
Well, the people
she said they went there, and this girl was there cleaning up
mm-hmm.
and said she told them, said if the place ain't open yet, then they will come down.
Mm-hmm.
And said, I'm just here cleaning up before they come.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that must be up there where the washer is. It's a store up there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know she said they went over there for something.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that must
mm-hmm.
be a store.
That's right.
I'll take you all down in a little while. I know you need to get back, and Miss Bessie wants to see you. I bet Miss Annie doesn't do her sheets like you do. I saw Miss Daisy on the porch, and she was cutting sheets. How are you doing that?
Turn them over.
Uh-huh. Old sheets.
Mm-hmm. And put the outside.
Put the outside inside.
Mm-hmm.
I have done that.
Have you? Uh-huh.
Yes, I have done that.
I've seen my mother do it, but Miss Daisy was the only one else I'd seen
mm-hmm.
do it.
Well, it's more than taking care of what you get, and it isn't getting it.
and she's all the bed clothing is so high. She's I see somebody in Moss Brothers, $5 for a sheet.
Isn't that awful?
For a sheet, $5.
Well, I never saw anybody's sheets as white as Miss Daisy's, and I don't still know what she does to get them white.
Mm-hmm.
Mine get yellow, even though I Clorox them and soak them.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what you do. You told me what you
do. Well, you see, I rub mine and boil them. And then I take them out there and rub them, rinse them. That's all I do to mine.
You boil?
Yes, ma'am.
And you wash pot?
Yes, ma'am. Boil in the wash pot.
Yes, my wash pot, I don't know when I have used it. And Ellery used to use it when I come out the hospital. She used it, and every time she come home after that, she wanted to know why we don't use the washcloth.
Hey, why don't you take Miss Annie down there and visit with Miss Bessie? I'd love for her to come out here and look at Ada, because she'd rather visit a little bit. Miss Ada got to go.
Oh, yeah, I'll run
them
down when they get
there. So, what took the washcloth and put in the crib? My sister was down there. She said, well, if this washcloth was out, if you lost the hearth on and kept this washcloth out like this, you wouldn't have no washcloth.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody would take it. Because it went and took my father, that mama had a washcloth.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And went and took the washcloth.
Mm-hmm.
And so would have took the washcloth and care and
put it away.
Put it away.
You know, I thought yesterday Miss Daisy was washing, and she's underneath that beautiful old tree down there,
yeah.
And the wood smoke from that fire under her kettle smells so good, and there was a breeze blowing,
mm-hmm.
And she had these white clothes on the line.
Yes.
And I thought that's about as nice a thing as I ever saw.
And she looks when she comes around there,
mm-hmm.
See what is something doing.
Mm-hmm.
She come around there, she see the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So she come on around then. There I was hanging clothes on the line.
Mm-hmm.
She said, oh, you washing. I said, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your clothes are so white. How you get them so white? I said, I just wash them white.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's that boiling, too.
It do.
Oh, yes, boiling helps them.
Boiling helps them.
Certainly does.
Well, you can just put them in the washing machine all you want to, and they won't get white.
They won't get white. Mm-hmm. My children's washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mama, why'd you let us carry your clothes too long? I said, not as long as I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them there. As long as I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, when I get there, I can't do it, then wash them any way you want. I'm washing like I want.
Is there anything that smells as good as a sheet that's clean and bent on the line? In the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I better go.
Oh, well, I imagine. I tell you what, I'll run all us down. We'll speak to Miss Bessie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get shoes.
That's car running, isn't it? Isn't that 12 o'clock?
10 minutes.
Now, this is the end of the visit. Miss Annie and Miss Daisy, and Miss Daisy goes on back and finish her wash, and Miss Annie visits with Miss Bessie. And on the other side, channel 2 right, is Coleman and Granddaddy, mostly Coleman. And this is the end of channel 1 over, the end of channel 1 over, towards the end of channel 1 over, and the end of the visit of Miss Daisy and Miss Annie. On Saturday, the 18th of July, 1970, Saturday, the 18th of July, 1970.